وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program for humanity. We are trying to look at traits that we as human beings have that we need to adopt in our lives, that by doing so, it should help me and you promote and protect and serve the human rights, if we can say that. One of these verses in the Quran is in chapter 14, verse 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَا رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ فَإِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Your Lord has proclaimed that if you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor. But if you deny, then obviously my punishment is severe as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to increase His favor upon those who are grateful to Him. At the same time, denial of Allah's favors can lead to severe punishment. When it comes to human rights, we said that this concept or this idea of gratitude and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it promotes respect and appreciation for the rights of others. When an individual or individuals, if we make it plural, are grateful for whatever Allah has given them, they're grateful for the right and freedom they enjoy. They are grateful for the blessings that Allah has given them, for the health that Allah has given them, for the wealth that they are enjoying. They are more likely to recognize and respect the same rights that they enjoy for others. They are more likely to wish to see others have the same as them. They are more likely to share what they have with others, because the concept of gratitude, it promotes a gratefulness, it promotes empathy more than all. When we have empathy and sympathy towards other people, we seem to think like them and try to help them, because I wouldn't want to be in that spot that they are in. So I want to obviously make sure that I don't have this problem that they're having, and I want to help them out of the problem that they're having. Only people who are grateful to Allah, only people who give thanks to Allah, can have this softness in their hearts. The people who are like Qarun, and they think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not exist in their life, and whatever they did, it was because of them, and Allah has nothing to do with it, they will not have sympathy. They will not have empathy towards another other human being. And when people come to them with their needs, they will not help. Rather, they will suppress, they will oppress, and they usurp the rights of other people because they are constantly looking out for themselves only and don't care about people. So if I and you adopt the trait of shukr and become grateful and give thanks and have gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then things will be much different for me and you and for those around us as a result. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program for humanity. So we were saying that giving thanks and being grateful and having gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that I and you need to have in order to make sure that we respect, maintain, have empathy, sympathy towards our fellow human beings. Additionally, the lack of gratitude and denial of the blessings one enjoys can lead to the neglect or abuse of the right of other people. Because the minute we see ourselves that we are independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minute we see ourselves that we are the providers for ourselves, the minute that we see that we only make because we put the effort and Allah has nothing to do with it, the minute we become selfish, the minute we become greedy. And being greedy and being selfish is basically denying the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm saying to Allah, this has nothing to do with you, it's just me, I worked hard for it. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give you the tawfiq or the blessings or made it even possible for you to have what you're having. No human being on earth can earn a dime without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without Allah even making it possible. Whoever you want to pick in the, 100 richest men on Forbes magazine, it still has to happen with the permission of Allah, with the, grant of Allah. No matter what they are, no matter who they are, no matter what they do, it always goes back to Allah. So when we deny the blessings of Allah by not thanking Him and saying, well, this is just mine, we are surely going to suppress and abuse and neglect the right of other people. And not just that, we might even go beyond that. We might try to enslave people, as we see in the kings that passed, and we can even see it in the systems that we live in today. Maybe before we used to have a person that used to oppress people because he thinks that he's God on earth. Now we have systems. We have a system run by a few that can enslave the rest of humanity because they just take, they never give. There's no gratitude, there's no thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, gratitude can play an important role in promoting, protecting, and trying to serve human rights. By fostering positive attitude towards oneself and others, and encouraging actions that promotes justice and fairness for all. Because when I am trying to be fair, when I'm being grateful, when I'm being thankful, it means I'm a person that gives. It means I'm a person that does not hold back. It means I'm a person when he sees people suffering, I can remember my own suffering. In the same way, Allah has blessed me and saved me out of my suffering and out of my misery, I can help a fellow human being. So gratitude is a concept that directly deals with human rights and how we should help other human beings. We leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله